haven't done it yet, but I mean, I would like to do that at some point. So.
And then he gets to break his little heart by saying, "I don't have any money.
Yep.
I don't have cash on me."
Sorry, no cash.
$3 for some lemon ice? You're crazy. Get out of my house. Whose kid are you?
I remember one time being a kid and I heard that the ice cream man coming. I ran upstairs, upended Mickey, and started dumping all the money out on my bed and digging for as much silver as I had. And hell yeah.
So the ice cream man waited that long?
No, I could hear him coming from that far away, and I knew his route.
He's like, nice. Sonic here.
He's like, well, if he passes, I can cut him down. Does he know his route?
The ice cream man will slow down if he knows that kids get ice cream from them at certain houses. They'll slow down when they'll kind of wait and drive by real
slow. So they can hit him.
The white van that goes by, the small one anyways, the old school.
Great van?
That's the one that just went by.
Yeah, that guy, he speeds through the street. He just flies. Nobody gets
he was... I could barely even see. I mean, he was just gone.
The owner's probably like, "You got $4. $4 throughout the whole day. What the fuck?" Just flying around.
Yeah, I tried to outrun that kid, too, but he caught up with me.
Yeah, we have a soft serve ice cream truck that comes through. I don't know if you guys have it.
What?
It's a Hispanic guy.
Yeah. It's a big black truck.
No, it's a white one.
Is it a white one?
It has a crazy thing on top.
It should be a black one.
It's got...
Oh, is that the one that... what song does it play? It plays a few different ones.
Yeah, a couple Christmas songs, which is weird.
Yeah, yes! I know what you're talking about.
Like high-quality ice cream and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
like he'll give you, like, banana splits and all kinds of stuff.
Shakes, all kinds of shit, yeah.
I don't think last time he came around he had that, because...
Oh, really? Yeah, there's like 20 people in line usually. You're like, "Oh wow, I seen people come out of their houses I didn't even know exist."
What the hell was that?
Who was that?
I thought that house was abandoned.
You didn't know the people didn't exist, or you didn't know the house didn't exist?
The people that lived here in this neighborhood. The house. Houses that didn't exist? What did you say?
Whoa,
that's what you said. Technically, the way you said it was you saw people run out of houses that you didn't know existed.
Right.
Yeah.
Not the houses.
People that didn't know exist run out of houses.
Yes. You know how many families live in one house that is next to me?
What?
Is it a Latino family?
It's this entire
neighborhood is
Latino.
Is it the one's driveway that I park in?
In the back of the house?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Well, the yellow house next to me, and then now it's green. Green bricks. Yeah, they have like, I don't know, 5-6 families in that house. The yellow house is like, bonus saver somewhere around 15. The backyard is full of cars.
Yeah, when we lived in Sedalia, the house across the street from us was owned by Hispanics, and it was like, it had to be 4 families living in this tiny little house. And on Sunday, if we left to go anyplace, we can guarantee that we would come back and have to park down the street because our driveway would be blocked because so many people would be over for after church.
Oh, okay. Damn. Well, if you guys did not know, this is GCN's Gamescast.
I'm just
sitting here rambling on. But I'm sure they know who we are by now, right? We're episode 45. We got to be somebody. I mean, I guess
somebody.
But I am your host, Chris Gillette. I'm along with the combo breaker, Dallas Reese, the mama Delgato, Julia Gaper. She's the only one, the mother of cats. And Brett, the loot master, Bachman.
The what? You
know, that's all he plays is the loot shooters, the division, Destiny. What did you say the other day in Vox or something about the shotgun guys? I don't know, something about a shotgun.
Oh, I got into the level 201 plus Dark Zone for the first time, and I just got slaughtered, you know, because I was going in solo, and I didn't think I was at that high a level yet. And I walked in, and I started a fight with guys that I normally just waltz right through, and they had a shotgunner that shot me from, like, you know, a block away, and it's like, damn, their shotguns are like freaking sniper rifles.
Jesus Christ. You're playing on Xbox, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I wonder how it is on PC, if there's a lot of cheaters, maybe mods or anything like that.
Well, this was NPCs. This was mods.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Holy shit. So,
Yeah.
Talk about spread fire. That's. Whew.
Yeah, it's like it's
distance.
That's a hell of a slug coming out of that damn thing. Yeah.
I love shotguns though. That's what I like to use a lot in video games. Shotguns. I need a shotgun too in real life. Anyways, what have you guys been playing? What have you been up to? I know it's a weekend. Julia, you have a 4-day weekend, right?
Days off? Yes. Well, today's my last day off. But...
You catching any video games? Or have you been playing anything as of late?
Yes. I played Uncharted
4. Oh, very nice. I know I told you, I was like, don't play Uncharted 4, you gotta play the other ones first. It's just
well,
fun, though.
I didn't want to wait.
It's just the connection. I think Dallas knows what I'm talking about, like the connection with the characters.
Yeah.
By the time you play 4, it's just a lot better.
Yeah, I just I'll go back and play them. I just really wanted to play Uncharted 4. So.
How far did you get?
We just stole the crucifix.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm gonna steal the crucifix. Great.
Oh shit! I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Travis. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so you're at the auction.
I mean, the first artifact. Yes, we're
at the auction. That's cool.
Yeah, we're at the auction. Well, we just got out of the auction.
Okay, so this isn't a spoiler because people have seen her, the female character. So you came across Nadine.
Yes.
How that fight was crazy, right? That was like she's fucking bitch. Huge, man, but she's buff as fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck Drake up.
Well, the first time she appeared, all I saw were her arms, and I was like, oh my god, she's gonna kick my ass, isn't she?
She's a bad bitch.
Lo and behold, she kicked my fucking ass.
Oh man, I just need to let Dallas borrow it so I can re-download with the. Well, it doesn't matter. I can just reinstall it as a digital version. I'll just get it from Garth again. Because I know Dallas is dying to play it right now.
I am. I played all the others. I just
do you have a physical copy of the first three?
Yes, I do, if you want to borrow that as well.
Yeah, I might borrow that.
You're the street. I can just throw it to you from here.
Yeah.
I could throw a football over them mountains.
You could. I could probably catch it from my front porch.
Probably. And you're just waiting, all you hear is... just hit you in the head. You're like, oh, fuck!
You throw it and then realize she's not waiting for it, and you're like, quickly, get outside and catch it!
It just smashes into a thousand pieces.
It's on its way!
Don't scratch it!
Oh, man. That's funny. That's cool in Charter 4. Man, that's exciting. Anything else?
No, I hadn't even turned on my Xbox until just now, so...
Oh, I figured you downloaded like Goat Simulator or something, since it's free.
Goat Simulator?
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I bought it like last year.
Okay.
I know. I just found out today it was free, and I was like, "Really? I could have saved $10."
Nah, it's $10.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah. That's cool. So, how's the new house going? You're officially in there?
Oh yeah. Okay. Yep. It's cool. It's a house, you know.
Right.
It's a house.
I've got a front door, a back door. I've got a grill, so.
So you've been putting it to some use.
That's all I need.
Yeah, it's probably nice though to get off work and you're like, yeah, I'm at my own fucking house, you know.
Yeah, it's great. And like grocery shopping, I don't have to walk upstairs anymore. It's just right there.
You still try to take it all on one trip though, right? That's what I try to do.
Yeah, because two trips is for wimps,
right?
I don't think two
I've
got trips.
Hooked to my neck, my legs.
You know, I always buy watermelon. And I usually get like $150 worth of groceries, including a giant watermelon, okay?
Right.
And I do not make two trips. I will not make two trips.
You
that watermelon
thing,
is double bagged. I've got 8 bags on each arm, and I just waddle up to the door. That's how it goes. Even at the apartment, I did not take two trips. It's not going to happen.
She's like, the groceries are here. So do you and your boyfriend go together grocery shopping to help, or what? Like, when you guys usually just go?
We usually take turns.
Oh,
whoever
okay.
gets paid that week goes grocery shopping.
Me and Veronica have to go together because if one of us go, it's like we forget something and then argue about it.
So I make the list, no matter what. I always make the list.
That's good.
And there's, like, an extra...
Charles.
There's one extra day to, like, okay, if you need something, add it to the list. But if it's not on there, it's gone.
Then you're not screwed, there. Bob.
Yep.
I'm glad you guys are in and everything's going well. That's good to hear.
Super great.
Welcome back to the hood.
Thanks. Yeah. You guys will have to come back. Up. It's, it's spacious.
I have to party sometime soon. 4th of July's coming up, so.
Oh, yeah. We do 4th of July at my grandpa's, though.
Yeah.
He lives 5 houses down. So.
That's what I was going to say. Oh. The same block.
Yeah, you guys could come up.
That'd be cool. Yeah, Veronica's like, I was like, I don't know what everyone's doing in the 4th. Maybe we all could hang out or something. I was like, I don't have anything planned this year. And she was like, I don't know if the fireworks are good for the baby. Doesn't Julia do those big black cat rolls? I was like, it's just a black cat. I'm not going to hurt you.
We throw dynamite, though, too.
Right, yeah. I don't know if that's good for the baby. I was like, you'll be fine.
Be okay. She'll
be fine.
Let's
put you in some kind of weird soundproof bubble. And you can just watch us.
Hell, whenever it was Memorial Day when Steph was pregnant, she was, down feeding the fire and getting all the smoke right up in her face.
What are you doing?
5 months pregnant. And I'm like, all right. It comes out with a 3-day, 3-pack-a-day habit. We know where he got it.
Oh, that's funny.
Does he light stuff on fire, though, Brett? That's the real question.
No, actually, when I even grill, he likes talking to me while I grill, but he'll stay inside because the fire bothers him and scares him.
Can you wait till you guys get old enough and you can just have
Vietnam flashbacks and from the womb is what that is. They tried to smoke me out, and I didn't want to leave.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man. Too funny.
That is funny. Anybody else play something?
You don't want to hear it from me. All I play is Overwatch, so.
Yeah, well, how's that going? Going good, going bad?
It goes good when you have people to play with. I'll tell you that much.
Playing by yourself?
There's too many stupid people out there that just want to go for kills, and you can't do that in this game, and that just makes me irritated.
Right.
Or they all think it's a good idea to pick the same character.
Ah, fuckers.
And I was like, you guys are idiots. I was like, I hope you're not. Like, this game, like, I envy the PC version because they have a text chat.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I have never wanted to, like, go into a chat, a game chat so bad and just yell at people. I love the game. I love it so much. It's so fun, but the people are so stupid who play it.
Console versions had text chat. So most people use party chat these days, so.
Like, I hope VR makes a way to where, like, we can feel somewhat kind of pain from whatever happens in the game or something, because I will be slapping the shit out of everybody in that game.
They got slap things hanging off of VR.
Look alive!
It's frustrating, but I don't play it too much on Xbox, because there's only, like, 2 people I play with on the Xbox, but I have it. On PS4, I have a full team to play with, and it's like a total, like, different oiled machine, man.
So you're playing with John and D?
John, D, and then all of D's buddies from his art school and everything like that.
That's cool.
Everyone actually likes to play the roles that they're playing and everything like that, so we actually have a full team of what we need, so it actually works well.
Very, very cool. That's awesome, man. Yeah, I'm probably one of the next games I'm going to get.
Yeah, so, you're missing out, man.
I know, I can't believe I'm still waiting
for this fucking pack. I keep seeing you playing, like, Homefront, I'm like, how?
Well, I'm playing the co-op. The co-op is great. There's no problem with the co-op. The co-op is outstanding.
How?
What do you mean, how? It's fun, man.
Not
but,
as
fun. But we played tabletop racing this week. Julia and Brett didn't get to hear about that, so that was fun. I enjoyed it.
It was alright, but broken.
Yeah. Every time Dallas would be doing good, he's like, God damn it!
No, it's like... What happened. The powers, like, if the cars didn't have, like, certain abilities or whatever that you could get, then it'd probably be better just because you could just go based off the power-ups. But every time you would get a fucking move, you just see some flower shit, and then all of a sudden your power's gone. And I was like, okay, what's the point in that?
We should probably just race with, like, that shit turned off. It'd be more fun. And just certain abilities.
You get that one asshole that just doesn't want to race anymore, so he'll sit around a corner with the power-up and just wait for people to drive by, and he'll shoot him. That's all he did.
That's why I wanted a bunch of us to get together and play, like, so we can play by our own rules. But still got, like, a full party going, or a full match. That was fun. But
Which game is this one?
This is Tabletop Racing.
Tabletop Racing?
It's on Xbox as well. Yeah. We just got it for free. Yeah, it came out on Xbox first. Mm. We got it for free PlayStation Plus, so I was seeing if anybody else wanted to play it. We played it for a little bit. It's pretty fun.
Man, there's a PC game that's in beta right now that I really want. Like, I wish we could all play. It's Dead by Daylight.
Dead by Daylight?
That game looks so fun, and I hope that is actually what Friday the 13th is going to end up being like when that game actually gets finished. You pretty much have someone who plays a killer, and then the four or five other people that are joined are all survivors. The survivor's objective is to go around this big wooded area that's closed in by like multiple doors around the edges. And their objective is to open those doors by activating five generators. The generators take time to work on and stuff like that. If you have a toolbox, it'll be faster. They pop up QTEs that you have to hit while on the generator. If you miss a QTE, it'll backfire and make this loud explosion and a bright light, which would alert the killer.
Okay.
The killer knows which direction to kind of go into. The killer can like hack you down and you'll drop down to the ground. He can put you over his shoulder and try and carry you. And you have a certain amount of time to where you can sit there and just spam keys and you can get free off his shoulder. But if he gets you to a meat hook, he'll hang you on that meat hook and you're stuck there. But you have a small chance that you can break free from that. Your teammates, you can work together with them and they can come and get you off the hook by distracting him or something like that. But it looks so much fun. If you haven't watched any videos on it, I suggest you do so.
Nice. It sounds just...
Yeah, it's on PC, yeah.
Okay.
It sounds just like, besides the whole meat hook thing, exactly like the Friday the 13th gameplay.
That's so, what I'm hoping it is going to be like.
Yeah. I know that in Friday the 13th you can shoot flares off to let your friends know where you are, but it gives your location away.
Yeah, that's kind of like how the generators would work.
Yeah, I just seen some brutal kills from Friday the 13th. Looks pretty crazy. Like people getting their heads smashed and their eyeballs popping out.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, there's not really too much like brutal deaths other than you know you getting hung on a fucking meat hook. But
it's just it's fun. That can be a blast.
Like, there's all different kinds of stuff that can happen in there. I'm thinking there's different killers that you can choose from because the one you play in the beta is called the Trapper. I was like, why would they just name him something like that if he's, you know, he's like a level 6 trapper? I was like, there's got to be more.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to see, like, who else and what other types of killers they have in there. But awesome. The game, man, it just looks like it'd be a lot of fun. Like, you can't hear the killer or anything like that until he's really close. You'll hear, like, a heartbeat, like a... And the music... Like, there's no music, so it'll be, like, dead silent. All you can hear is your footsteps in the grass, and as soon as he gets close to you, though, you hear music, like, eerie, like, thriller music just start creeping up on you.
No,
pretty much. Pretty much.
Oh, my God.
That's from the Inception video game.
Yeah, you'll be, like, running or something like that, panicking. You just see this red light at the back of your feet. That means he's right on your ass.
It's a sniper.
No, I'm kidding.
Like, watching people scream and stuff like that is hilarious.
That's got to make it even more intense.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'd probably cry.
No! Oh, that's awesome.
They even have, like, a basement dungeon that has, like, a bunch of meat hooks in there, and everyone's objective is to try and get all the survivors in there. But it's kind of hard, too, just because they can break free out of that
right.
meat hook pretty quick.
You know, I've been wanting to play a game with you guys. Something. So I was saying, Gang Beasts looks awesome.
I would love to play Gang Beasts with you guys. You'd probably spend most of the time not even playing and just dying laughing because
yeah.
of all the glitches that happen.
I could see Julia like dying.
You guarantee she would.
You want me to die? Is that
you
what
will,
you want?
No, it's not that we want it. It's that you will.
You will.
That's what you want.
Because it's so funny. I don't know if you guys have seen Gang. I know Dallas, you have.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
I watch Vanas and all them play it.
Yeah. Very cool game. You say it's in beta form right now for the online and all that is, right?
Yeah. They just added online in like beta form. People say that's why it's so buggy, but I really wouldn't even care if the bugginess like stayed yeah. there, because that's what makes it for me.
Right, yeah.
That throw a guy, hilarious. Knock a guy out, throw him into a subway train, a subway train hits him, his body just rubber bands all over the map.
Is it on Steam right now?
Yeah, that's the only way you can play it. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I can check right now.
Okay. Yeah, because I was going to do the same, but... Yeah, let me know how much it is, because I would love to...
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Yeah, it's a super simple, basic game. It's not going to be difficult on your PC or anything if anybody has any worries about that. So
I believe it also has the full controller support, too.
Oh, nice.
So now people are saying, like, you can only, like, jump. If you jump and hit A again, which A is the jump button, you can do, like, a kick or something like that. Other than that, you just have you have punches and then you have a grab. Like, you can grab and drag people in there. Kind of think of, like, Little Big Planet, how, like, you can just grab and pull people around. It's kind of like that. Your object is to kill them.
You just throw them off of the object.
Or throw them into a grinder or something like that. You're just, like, this little... It's not graphic or anything like that.
No. It's very cartoony, and the characters are silly. You can choose anything from, like, a dinosaur to...
Yeah, there's a bunch of weird-looking stuff.
There's a red... Gumby-looking guy. Yeah, Gumby. It's hilarious. So, how much was it? Did you find out?
I'm checking right now.
Oh, okay. I'm excited to play that. Julie, you you don't see much these days?
I haven't done anything.
No?
Like, I'm playing Peggle right now, and that's... Other than a little bit of Uncharted...
Well, on your, oh, on your phone or Xbox?
Xbox.
Oh, okay. I play a lot of the Peggle Blast on my phone. I haven't played much of Peggle 2. I have it, though. I just haven't touched it.
Oh, yet. Yeah, this is Peggle 2.
Yeah.
I think I've already beat it, but...
Okay.
Yeah, Gang Beasts is $20.
Oh, 20. Okay, nice. There's a lot of levels and shit.
There's not that many.
Well, I know that, like, there's modded ones that people... I don't know if it's, was it? There was, like, a birthday party level with, like, all kinds of weird items and shit, but I don't know if it was a modded level or not. $20 is kind of higher than I expected. I was like, oh, this would be, like, a $10 game.
It looks worth it, though. It looks really...
Oh, yeah, I could see myself playing that all the time.
It's not even... It's early access right now, so it's still actually in development.
Okay, yeah. Very nice. I don't know. I felt like playing some with you guys. Should definitely do that. Yeah. Well, Brett, what about you, man? What have you been playing?
Actually,
been at the bar and all that. So.
Yeah, showed up for a party last night that nobody else showed up for.
I know. I feel bad. Uh-huh. Yeah. I didn't forget about it. I think I was the first one to let you know. I was like, hey, I'm just getting off of work.
Yeah, you had an out. Everybody else just decided to leave me hanging, so, you know.
I didn't know yesterday was Saturday, okay?
Uh-huh. Whatever.
It's only on your phone, your calendar, and everywhere else.
That doesn't matter. I'm barely awake. Ever.
The final totals was they made a little over $1,000 in the auctions. So.
Nice.
That was pretty cool. I got outbid on a tattoo, 2 hours worth of tattooing, so,
that sucks.
Yeah.
How much were you bidding for that?
There were so few people there, I put down the minimum bid, which was $30, but then I told the people, you know, my friends that were running it, that it's like, if that comes out to be, if I get it at that bid, I will go get the Extra Life controller tattooed on my arm. With that money. So.
Wow.
But somebody outbid me by $20, so.
I wouldn't have had any money to spend anyways.
Well, I told the people that were running it that it was a good thing I wasn't there to see that happen, because I would have ended up in a stupid kind of bidding war and ending up paying, you know, like, full color, full sleeve money for, you know, two 2 hours worth of tattooing. So, But as far as games, did just a little bit of Division. I've been kind of stuck on Fallout 4 since the mods came out.
Yeah. Oh, nice, nice. I heard there's going to come out some graphical mods as well. So that should be interesting.
There are a few graphical mods out now. I'm using one that's called, I think it's called Spring in the Wasteland.
Okay.
Which gives a lot more greenery to everything, which is kind of nice. And there's also a graphical mod for the way water works. It's supposed to make it look a lot more realistic. I use another graphical mod for blood, so that when you kill people, the blood kind of stays out there for a little bit longer instead of just being these little splatches that go away. And tonality and stuff's changed. But other than that, I got a thing to where my Pip-Boy is now black with a green flame job on it. And
I've seen the Nuka-Cola Pip-Boys look cool.
There's a cheat menu that basically creates like a console, like what PC players would be able to do on a console, this allows us on the Xbox to do, which is basically like pop 100,000 caps into your inventory immediately and, you know, stuff like that.
That's cool.
And
achievements are disabled, right? Achievements and trophies during mods?
I don't think so.
That's what I heard. From like Screw Attack on YouTube or something, but I don't know. Maybe I misheard him. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Nothing I've seen says anything about it. And, I mean, yeah, with the cheat menu thing, you can turn on a god mode thing, but that's not what I was using it for. It's just I hate it whenever I'm trying to work on a house and I'm down the last few walls to get up and suddenly I'm out of one of the materials. You know,
yeah.
I just want to get this done. Let me just
Minecraft creative mode.
Exactly.
Yeah. Julie said she didn't want to play Minecraft.
Let's play.
But then there's another part on it. Turns off the clipping so you can get into areas that you normally couldn't get into. So kind of fun for being able to explore stuff.
That's cool.
But then I played a little bit of APB today.
I need to get on there and on my Xbox in general.
I don't want to ruin it for you, man, but oh my god, it is
amazing. I haven't played it since.
It's horrible. The gameplay doesn't feel very well.
Do you know the resolution on Xbox? It's like 900p or?
It's not the resolution that's the problem, it's the textures.
Oh, there's really? A
complete lack of textures.
It's washed out and.
It's just very washy. There's not a lot of detail and stuff, so it feels a lot like, you know, playing a little bit up-resed version of Vice City. You know, it doesn't feel right. Plus, the gunplay and stuff is definitely not on point. Now, being the fact it is an MMO, it could be that I'm such a young or low-level character that maybe that grows with you as you build up the character.
Right. There could be some kind of grind, I don't know.
And then the other thing I spent some time doing was playing Goat Simulator.
Okay. Enjoying that?
Yeah, it was kind of fun to do, you know. It's kind of funny when you finally get the goat to the top of the crane and make him jump off and in the rockets halfway down. And
you can do jetpack, right? Something like that?
Yeah, I got the jetpack on him, which I'm actually trying to get off of him now, but
I get under it. I don't want it on anymore.
Go away. It's like, go away. I don't want you anymore.
Come on.
Making this really hard.
All right. Yeah, see, I haven't played the Crew yet. I haven't played Goat Simulator yet, so it's nice to get those for free.
Crew's not out until the 15th, so.
Okay, yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting they put the other games on different dates.
Yep. I'm really looking forward to seeing the Crew.
Yeah. I'll have to play that for sure. For sure. Oh, sure. I know, Dallas, you said you played both of those games already, so not too interested.
Yeah.
He's like, this is a shit month, man. I already have these.
crap.
Fucking sucks. Yeah, it's a PlayStation. We get Gone Home. That's gonna be nice. I'm
I do want to play that.
And fucking A. What was the other game? Oh, NBA 2K16.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, the finals are going on this week and next week. Well, that is if it goes to like Game 7. But yeah, I don't really care for basketball as much as I used to. It's pretty boring these days. So is that it, Brett?
Yeah, that was pretty much it that I've had time to play. I do have another game that I've downloaded, but I'm going to talk about that when we're talking about our items.
Oh, okay. Nice. Like Dal said, I've been playing some Homefront co-op. There's a trophy I'm trying to get. It's beat a mission on hard, which they're pretty ridiculous. And I was like, let me load it up. Last night, I was like, people might be playing. Let me see. You know, it's late Saturday. I might find some games. So I put it on hard, and I'm searching. And sure enough, I get into a game immediately. No lobby, no nothing. I'm like, oh, cool, nice. As soon as I start it up, it's like the end of the mission. I walk a few feet, and it ends. And I'm like, yeah, the trophy pops up. I didn't have to do anything. This is awesome. So the trophy is like ultra rare. It's like 1.9%. People have gotten that. So I was like, that's cool. So it feels like something of some sort of achievement that I really didn't have to do anything to get.
It's not an achievement. Trophy.
Hey.
Yeah, well, it's still an achievement.
Personal achievement.
Yeah. So that was pretty neat. And then I played some Alienation again, since I have some free time.
I do want to play that.
Freeing up some, since Uncharted, I'm done with that, Ratchet and Clank. So that was fun. That was cool. I finally had an open lobby in there last night, which me and Garth usually play together. And that was actually a bad idea, because the guys were playing with us were higher level. And they were just running through the enemies, and we didn't get any chance to shoot them, nothing. They're just running ahead, doing the objectives. Yeah, it wasn't fun. So I was like, that sucks. I would like to have more people to play with. So if you get it, Delph, you gotta let me know.
What, Homefront?
No, Alienation.
Oh, Alienation, yeah. I would like to.
Yeah, that game's great. It's fun. Really, I've been playing that. A little bit of WWE 2K16, just a little bit. And some Drive Clubs, going back to some older games and messing around, but nothing really besides that. I mean, that's really about it. Just waiting on this fucking Homefront patch. If that ever happens. They said it's going to happen this week, but we'll see.
Yeah, after our discussion about you wanting to play an RPG, like a JRPG.
Yeah.
I got bored, like, yesterday, and I was thinking about that, and I was like, I think it's time to download an emulator. So I downloaded a DS emulator, and I've been playing Pokemon Heart Gold.
Oh,
this is, I don't know, the mood for it. Me neither. That's why I downloaded it. I played the original, like, Gold, but never Heart Gold when they redid everything. Got the new mechanics and whatnot, so it's kind of cool.
That's cool. Very nice. Yeah, I'm wanting to get something on the Vita. I don't know yet what, but I know there's a lot of RPGs on there, so I'm not sure. When I get some money I can spend, and then I'll definitely get some kind of RPG. For sure. But other than that, I haven't. Just between those few games, that's about it. That's it. And now we're coming upon a dry spell, so this summer's going to be pretty. No Man's Sky got delayed till August, so.
Yeah, my buddy asked me yesterday, what games are coming out for Xbox? And I was like, nothing.
Yeah, like nothing's coming out
for a while.
For anything for a while, yeah.
Wait till the fall.
So, it's a perfect time to catch up on some stuff. That's why I had the Facebook group vote for what game. I just picked five random ones, and everybody seemed like I should play Heavenly Sword. So,
that's a good game, man.
Yeah. I just have it sitting there, and I do like trophies and achievements, and that game doesn't have it. So that's kind of a takeaway, because I do like earning stuff while I'm playing a game. It feels nice. So I don't know. I hear it's great. And from when I played the demo and stuff when it first came out, I had fun with it. I don't know. Well, I might start that soon. And then the other game that people voted for was Condemned. So
I voted Condemned.
Yeah, I seen that. A lot of people tell me that's a really good game. So.
Condemned is good.
It's Xbox 360 exclusive, I think. Well, that I think it's on PC as well, but yeah, that's about it for me. You guys want to get into some topics?
Yes, sir. Let's do it. I'm
rambling on for quite some time now. Topic number one. Sadly, also, I'll just jump in the top.
You're probably already taking one of mine.
Probably taking mine too.
Let's say it on the count of three. One, two, three.
Allison,
you're canceled. Yeah, it's not.
What did you say, Julie? I was going to tell you guys Allison Road, but I said Mortal Kombat beer.
Oh, yeah, that is a bad
one. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Well, I just heard Mortal. I was like, what? Are they going to say Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, I shed a tear when I read that.
I didn't even know until Veronica told me. She's like, hey, Allison Road got canceled. I was like,
I found out last night.
I didn't read, but... Why did it get canceled?
They're going to be releasing a statement in a few days, letting everyone know. They just said that it was canceled. People are thinking that because they started out doing a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
And they actually got somebody that was going to fund them, like an actual company, and they're thinking that that company may have backed out or something like that. So.
Right, yeah.
We'll find out in a few days.
Reliant Horror writes, quote, Allison Road's popularity skyrocketed shortly after it was announced because PT, you know, got canceled, so... Mm-hmm. It's kind of the spiritual successor, so people jumped on board with it. Amid Kickstarter, the development team at Lilith Limited were even able to secure a publisher that would cover the costs so they would no longer need to crowdfund. Perhaps the crowdfunding pulled out? But if so, why not just go back to the Kickstarter? A lot of questions are had. So, I mean, like you said, a statement, so we'll see what happens. This game looked insane, by the way. Like, terrifying. I don't know if you guys have seen gameplay.
Great.
Check it out. So, I think this should go right back to Kickstarter.
That'll happen, man. Especially a game like that, people want it.
Right.
So I guarantee that the game will make, like, the money in a few days, if anything.
Yeah, that's true. And if people are worried if people's money had gotten taken from the Kickstarter, it never fully went through, so no money was actually even taken from people's accounts. So. It's a good thing they don't have to refund people if they did get some kind of cash. They're in a clean state when it comes to Kickstarter, so I think they should just boot it up, see what happens after all this is said and done. I don't even know who the publisher was that picked this up.
As soon as you said that, I closed out the whole thing.
Oh, I have
damn it, Chris.
Well, I have it open to you, so I can.
Okay,
well, I don't know what site you're looking on.
Read, damn it, read!
I don't see anything on the publisher here, though. Da 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 da. Were you on Rely Horror?
No, I was on GameSpot when I found that.
Oh, I'm on Rely Horror.
But like you like said exact word for word what was in this article, so somebody copied and pasted.
Oopsie!
Oh my god!
That only happens a lot.
Yeah,
that's everywhere. Yeah, I don't see anything on the publisher though. Nothing. Says the development team at Lilith Limited. Here we go. Team 17. Never heard of them. What the fuck? Sound like Team 17 only had $17. Fucking
really,
idiots.
Chris?
Sorry, that was bad.
Anyways.
Where's the sound effect?
Really?
You just did it. I didn't hit
it. He's about to make a dad joke.
There you go.
He's to get his dad jokes in.
Yeah.
It's like I said something to Veronica, and she was like, your jokes are so cheesy. And she was like, you're going to be the cheesy dad with the terrible jokes. I was like, oh, okay. Thanks a lot. But anyways, this is a bummer.
Sucks. You're not acting like it.
You kidding? I'm sad, very
like
sad.
They only have $17.
We've been waiting for a game like this forever. Me and him always played like through Silent Hill. Every Silent Hill we could pretty much get our hands on. We tried to play through it and everything. We always loved games like that. And then we got our hands on PT, played through that, loved it.
Yeah, I'm sad PT is canceled.
Mm. Yeah.
That was really scary.
Fuck Konami.
Yeah, fuck those guys. You see, they're getting so much crap over that Pachinko? Metal Gear Pachinko machine, yeah.
Damn, apparently they have a Silent Hill one as well. Yeah, they could suck a dick.
Yeah. Oh, there's always Kojima. Let's see what he does.
Fucking, oh man.
No, I was really looking forward to this game. As soon as I saw that it was canceled.
Yeah.
I was like, damn it, are we never going to get something that we want?
Ever!
Yeah, if you haven't checked out gameplay, definitely do so. It's fucking awesome, so... Anybody else want to go next? Topic number two.
I'll go ahead and get mine out of the way. It does involve fighting games, but it's not necessarily fighting game news, as in for a game. It's actually something that happened over an event.
I think I heard something, or read something.
It's been blowing up all over the place, and the funny thing is that people were kind of mad that this made, like, Kotaku and all that, when they've been trying to get fighting games that big enough to make it to the news, they were really mad and sad that this made it there. There's a game, he's a competitor named Noel Brown. He's mainly competes in Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 3. And over the weekend at Combo Breaker, he actually sexually harassed a female attendee. Oh. And they have a zero tolerance for that. They had video footage, like, confirming everything. They saw everything. As a result, Capcom themselves is banning him from the a duration of the Capcom 2016 Pro Tour. The guy who ran the event, Combo Breaker, Rick, he said that he has zero tolerance for that crap. He is actually banned from Combo Breaker next year and the year after that. Damn. And Ultra Arcade, Brandon Alexander, the guy who runs that, he's the one that put together the the KI Cup and everything like that last year or this year. He said that he's pretty much banned from all future UA events. I mean, there's just like a lot of people that are. He's even banned from going to Evo, the biggest fighting game tournament, you know, the year.
This guy done goofed.
Yeah, and the thing is they're just like, we don't condone any acts of harassment. We want all our players and fans to know we continue to work and to ensure that everyone will be, you know, they will provide a safe living environment, everything for everybody. And he actually addressed this on Twitter or on Facebook, but he deleted it or something like that because people kept blowing up on him and his phone was going off like crazy. But he said, first and foremost, it was a random isolated thing. We were playing around, as you can tell. She clearly laughed in the video after it happened. Of course, people will blow things out of proportion to make them seem like they're something they're not, which is definitely the case here. I don't understand how someone else calls sexual harassment on someone else's behalf. If they're not any part of the parties involved, actually all three, her, her boyfriend, and I, of us drank and ate pizza together that night after seeing the screenshot, no one ever wants to hear the truth because controversy is always more entertaining. But despite what comes of this, I still want the truth to be out there. And they followed this statement by saying that this isn't actually his first offense that he's been involved in. He was actually arrested for assault on his ex-girlfriend in 2013. So they're calling bullshit.
So my question is in what way did he...
He groped her. I guess he, like, groped her or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Oh yeah,
that's another. Really go.
You don't do that.
Yeah, she doesn't really want to be like. She doesn't want to be like mentioned at all. Her name. They just say female attendee anytime they mention her at all. Good. So.
Yeah, you don't want to be known as getting groped.
Yeah, it's that groper. Well,
it wouldn't be her being known as being groped. It'd be to those who want to defend him. That would be the girl that got him kicked out of everything.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. That situation too.
No, I was just like, there's no need for shit like that. No matter what, you don't know that person, or even if you are close to that person, there's no excuse for that. I know they usually have like a after hours thing at these events, especially this event. This event had a 24-hour pretty much hangout room, like the main lobby where they did all the tournaments in. You didn't have to go to bed that night and come back early in the morning just to get your matches in. You could play casuals all night 24/7. While you were there for the 3 nights. And they have things called the Salty Suite, which is for like the Capcom side, and then for KI and stuff, they have the Saucy Suite. It's pretty much just where you can get money matches in with people that you've been wanting to play, and play casuals with your friends that are there, and stuff like that, and they get bottle service, and, you know, just have fun. I mean, I wouldn't use that as an excuse of why he did those things. Maybe he was drunk, you know. Whatever, it's no excuse.
Right.
Well, I mean, here's my thing is, you know, he makes a statement that somebody else felt the sexual assault on her behalf. Mm-hmm. And the comment comes down to, even if she's into it, even if it's something that she was, you know, her and her boyfriend are like, hey, let's head back up to a room, it doesn't belong in public.
Exactly.
So, you know, wait till you're behind closed doors or whatever to do anything like that if that person's into it. But you do it in public and you are opening yourself to any kind of interpretation that somebody wants to put to you on the scene. So,
right.
Yep.
So there you have it, kids. Don't go groping people that don't want to be touched. And especially don't
do keep your hands to yourself.
Disgusting, yeah. Yeah. Hey, better fighting news, though, Dallas. The 2016 Smash tournament is supposed to be the biggest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They've had more signups than ever. And
You're talking about for Evo?
Yeah.
Evo's already breaking records like crazy. Just attendance alone. Because people at Combo Breaker are actually talking about attendance and stuff like that, and how hotels, like whenever they book like hotels for like their attendants that are going to be coming to these events, the way the hotel people like kind of look at it, they're like, we'll just reserve 40 rooms. And they're right. Like, no, you can't do that. He's like, you know how many people are sleeping in each room? There's like 5 or 6 people in each room because of this.
Yeah.
And Evo is going to have like thousands and thousands of people. And I don't think they're going to be prepared for that necessarily. Well, maybe for Evo. Right. But I was laughing because I was reading another event that comes up. Jabali, this guy, he runs CEO, which is another tournament that's coming up soon. He already has like 2 full hotels with 800 rooms available for all attendees and stuff like that. So he's actually jumped the gun and get stuff ready. And he actually, I like the way he does the ring and everything, like the main room where if you're going to be on stream, you have to actually, you actually get an entrance theme like you're on wrestling, dude.
You
walk down the aisle, you go into a ring, get in the ropes, everything.
That's cool.
Last year,
what event is this?
This is CEO.
Oh, CEO, okay.
Yeah, like last year, a Street Fighter player, he also plays Marvel vs. Capcom, K-Brad, he came in to pretty much Stone Cold's theme.
Oh, nice.
He came in, he had the beers and everything, but he did it with Monster because he's sponsored by Monster. He's part of EG, Evil Geniuses. He came in, he did everything that Stone Cold would do. He got on the rope and everything. On the turnbuckle and everything, they tossed him in one, they tossed him another one, he smashed them together, chugged them and everything. And Stone Cold actually has a podcast that he does as well,
right? Yeah.
And he actually responded to this.
That's awesome.
And everything, he's like, that's amazing, man, that was great what you did and everything like that. It was actually pretty cool. So I'm actually really looking forward to the event to see what they do this year, because if it's anything like Combo Breaker, they said the venue and everything just blew everything out of the water. It was amazing. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, that's good. It sounds like the fighting game community is really just evolving.
Oh, it's growing like crazy, man. And it's like, other than Noel Brown, it's a great group of people.
Yeah. Hopefully it stays positive and just keeps going good. That's good. But the other guy, that Brown dude, he can fuck off. Terrible.
Fuck off.
By himself. Yeah,
buddy. Back up, buddy. Well, who was Tick Topic number 3?
I will. Mine's pretty quick. You guys have known that I've been a big Elite player, Elite Dangerous, since it came out. And finally, Elite has finally released the Horizons expansion / season pass for Elite. So now there is the ability to actually land on the planets, build bases and stuff, get down there and do some of the mining in the worlds. And so that's been my thing that I've always liked to do, is I've always wanted to be able to fly from place to place and get to the planet and actually go down to explore the planet and then leave. So with the No Man's Sky being delayed, at least now we've got Elite allowing us to do that same kind of thing now.
I have a question. Can you just land on a planet and destroy someone's building or whatever they built, their fortress? Can you do that?
I'm not 100% that you can get your own buildings in, but there are buildings that are down there on some of the planets.
Okay.
But if you are on a planet and you were trying to mine and another player comes to that planet, yeah, they can decide to attack you.
Oh, so is it like gun battle? Is it how does that work?
It's a ship to ship kind of combat.
Oh, okay. I mean, you're on foot, right, on these planets?
Nope. On planets, okay. You either are in your ship or there is a high speed rover that you can be out on the world in.
And you, what, you're flying and getting loot and all that stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The other thing that you can do on this one, and I'm not sure if this has been released yet or if it's a part that's upcoming, but there's the ability to have multiple people in the same crew. So you could be in an area and have multiple people join your ship, everybody with their own job to do while you're flying. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it's getting a lot closer to what I was really wanting to see happen with these kind of games.
That's awesome. I always, ever since I played that when it was in the preview, I always get emails from them. Now is it Frontier Development or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Let me know what's going on. I don't know. I'm still kind of interested in that game. Need to give it another shot.
Yeah, I've got it bought, but I have not had the chance yet to play it. Mainly because I want to take the time, because it's been a couple months since I've gotten in to play it, and when I did try, I completely sucked at flying. I was running into the base all over the place. I almost had them pissed off enough at me to start sending security to blow me up, and I'm like,
revoke your license, man.
Exactly. And so, yeah.
That game takes a lot of time to really understand what's going on, to get into.
Oh, and even worse, once you've learned how to fly, how to actually handle battles and stuff, so.
Damn. Oh, that's awesome, that expansion ship. So it's a season, it's connected to a season pass?
Yeah, it's, they kind of call it, they call it an expansion, but it's an expansion that's coming out in steps, so there's kind of like a season pass to the expansion. Okay. So right now the first part's the ability to land on planets and be able to go out through there, and then there's a part called the engineers that allow you to make additional upgrades to your ship and stuff, and there'll be the captains or the pilots one, which allows you to be able to create your own pilot, which then also allows you to have multiple people on board your ship or to crew with somebody else.
Okay. See, so is it season pass costs money? Is it just something that comes
with? No, it's the same. It's, well, the Horizon is $30.
Okay.
If you already own Elite. If you don't own Elite, you get Elite and Horizon for $60.
Okay. So that whole expansion is $30 separate?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's a separate expansion, so.
Hopefully it's worth it for $30.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody was talking about how No Man's Sky was going to be a full $60.
Yeah, yeah.
And this
always thought about that.
Puts them up to that same amount of content.
Yeah.
And well, people were so pissed off at No Man's Sky being delayed that some of the developers were getting death threats because of it. So, which is. By the way, if you're looking forward to a game that you feel the need to call somebody and give them a death threat, may I suggest that you might want to look into like checking out some other games for a little while and not killing the person who's attempting to deliver a good product to you.
Yeah. And Sean Murray is that, you know, he's the lead guy on No Man's Sky. The dude's the nicest guy in the world. You're threatening to kill him. He's so harmless, and you know he's nice enough to come up with this whole idea and make it into a game.
Yeah, and he just wants to make sure his idea functions when you get it at home.
Right.
When you start playing it, and he wants it to work the way it's supposed to. That's the reason why he delayed it. He didn't delay it because he thought it would make him more money. If anything, it'll lose him.
Yeah. In that game, by the way, since we're talking about landing on planets, you can get out of your ship in the sky, and if you kill the people or the race that's on that planet, they will never return.
Yeah.
So you can wipe a planet out, someone lands on it, and there's no life. They will never come back.
Well, I mean, in No Man's Sky, everybody starts on their own beginning planet on the outskirts of the galaxy. And the stuff I was reading early on that is, you know, most likely nobody will ever step foot on your planet other than you.
Yeah, it's a little bit huge.
With, you know, he said basically the only possibility of that really happening is if somebody decides that they're just going to start visiting the outer worlds. Mm-hmm. You know, which is, you know, possible, but the whole point of the game is to kind of get to the core, so, you know. But yeah, that's just wild. And, I mean, it's the same kind of thing with the Elite. I mean, Elite is 400 billion star systems.
That's so crazy. Yeah, that these games are even capable of doing something like that, make it so vast.
I did the math on that one time, and it's along the lines of it would take you over, I think it was over 1,400 years if you could visit each one of the systems for 1 second. You know, so visit one a second, it would take you over 1,400 years to visit all of the systems.
That's crazy. So it's like in No Man's Sky, you could do upgrades to your ship and your suit and everything. And let's say you go on a planet that's just fucking freezing and you can't handle it. You'd have to have upgrades like a thermal suit or something of that nature.
Gotcha.
So you could just walk around, but you can only walk around so much because, you know, it can only handle so much. So you have to keep going back and making upgrades and choosing where you want to explore wisely so if you can find some good things. I can't wait for that game, man. It's going to be crazy.
That's what they're going to do, too. I can almost guarantee it's that they'll drop your best stuff on the hardest to get to worlds.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be crazy. If I ever come across someone, I'm going to shit my pants. So I'll be like, oh, my God. It's another person. They might try to kill me. They got to be careful. So,
well, I think the whole point of that game is there's supposed to be consortiums and stuff, isn't there, in No Man's Sky that kind of bring people a little bit closer together?
That and there's pirates, all kinds of stuff. So, space pirates.
Arg.
That's going to be interesting. You might get your ship straight jacked from you. Some crazy stuff.
That would suck.
Yeah. So, interesting, though. What's it called? What was the game we're talking about? Horizons is expansion, but it's the game you brought
Elite
up.
Dangerous.
Elite Dangerous, that's right, yeah. That game looks interesting. I need to, I don't know, for the first time I played it, it was a little overwhelming. I thought about giving it a chance.
You should definitely give another chance if you can. I mean, it's awesome. I love the game. So
yeah, I'll have to look into that. Julia, I think you haven't gone yet, have you?
Mm-mm.
Topic number 4. You said something about Mortal Kombat beer.
Yeah, there's a Mortal Kombat beer.
That's awesome.
They each have descriptions and names based off characters, of course.
Very cool.
There's also a Call of Duty beer called Black Hops, which I think is pretty amazing.
Oh, God, that is such a horrible pun.
Isn't that... I think it's awesome, Black Hops.
I was going to say something really stupid when you said Mortal Kombat beer. And
it
was a bad joke. It was say, so if you drink it, does it cause a fatality?
Only if you can drink enough of it.
Yeah, drink enough of it. There's a Scorpion, a Sub-Zero, and a Raiden beer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They actually... Sub-Zero Imperial IPH. I can't get over Black Hops. I might have to go try it. Refreshingly cool on a warm day. An Imperial India Pale Ale that's not all about the hops or the malt, but is a whole lot of both fighting it out for your palate supremacy.
Oh, wow.
These are awful, but I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then Fallout 4 beer. That one's already been announced, so I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and then they had which is actually Jones Soda. It's what flavor is it? They just put
it really?
Yeah, they just put a different label on it. It's the
Coca-Cola one where they did Quantum.
Yeah, it's blue color. I can't remember what.
That's Nuka-Cola, but there's a Fallout beer coming out.
Oh, yeah. I was just talking about the soda or whatever. It's really just a Jones Soda with a different label. But the beer, I don't know what that's called.
It's called Fallout Beer.
Oh, wow, what a name.
Promises hoppy taste and floral aroma.
Also tastes like it's been sitting on a shelf for the last 200 years.
All right.
A 12 case, so a 12 pack, is €30, but... Oh, it's, it can't be delivered to the U.S., so...
Plus shipping.
Weird. They won't deliver it here. I guess that's only in the U.K.
Damn. That's right. They had the beer in the U.K. and the soda here in the U.S. I remember that now.
Soda's, like, god-awful expensive now if you can find it.
Right. Just go get
is
the
it really?
Soda. It's the super bright blue color.
What is it? Blueberry something?
Blueberry something,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like a blue lemonade or something like that.
You just get the Fallout label.
Yep. But that's cool, though, right?
It's not even a real Fallout label. I mean, it doesn't look like the original Fallout label either.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's what Garth was pissed about.
Talking about the Jones Soda versions, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it can only be picked up at Target, but Target never has it.
Nope. I went and they were like, actually, this location did not get it. I was like, stupid.
Kansas.
Yeah. All right. So is that all you had, Julia?
Yeah, there's really not much info on them right now.
Right. Yeah, this week really hasn't been too interesting anyway.
As a beer person, I'm kind of excited to try them.
Right? Know? Yeah. Same here. Gotta love beer.
Yep.
Beer. Speaking of beer, Brett, how trash did you get? You seem pretty
happy. I was driving, so I was doing zero drinking.
So did you drive? Oh, you didn't do driving drunk? Classic.
No. Nope. Especially with the fact that I was driving my mom's car, because my car had a couple little issues. So I had a brake issue that the Kia dealership, I won't mention which one it was, a bad caliper. And wanted to charge me $475 to $550. And my boss taught me how to do a brake job. And he's like, is it the boot that's bothering them? And he put the boot right back into the caliper. And now the caliper and everything seems to be working perfectly fine. And I learned how to do a brake job. So, hey.
Yeah, these companies will try to screw you, man.
Yeah. Every time I go to Kia, they send me with a paper. Like, okay, well, here's a list of things you should get done to your car, and it's always about $3,000 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
You're like,
inappropriate things. No. Yeah.
And yep. I'm like, well, I'm not going to have brakes next year. Well, oil change? No way. Looks like I'm driving on flats.
Great, thanks a lot, Brett. That theme song's going to be stuck in my head now. Because now I can hardly think of it. See ya at Ole Tequila. See ya. That's all I got in my head.
I go to Shawnee Mission Parkway. Just a short drive. Shawnee Mission Parkway at 35.
I actually go to the local Mexican repair shop.
I used to go down there. And then I moved out.
No special theme song.
What was it? Chris has got this thing about Mexican stuff. He wants the Mexican ice cream truck to come through his town.
Do you not know that?
Do you not know where we live?
Yeah, I don't think Brett's been to our
hood. I'm pretty much Mexican now. I speak more Spanish than my girlfriend.
I've got a Mexican colored house. It's seafoam green.
So is it like 8 different colors?
On the inside, white it is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so
the house. There's a house 3 houses down that is actually bright turquoise. But it's 2 white people, and I'm pretty sure they're on like meth or something.
Oh, that's believable. There's
I'm
a house
sure.
down
if
here.
Meth would be like in 3 different colors for
you
like.
Can't, yeah. Yeah.
But the thing is, they spray painted their house, so and you can tell.
Maybe
you can't get in any white decent people around here. Excluding myself.
Alright.
We're the best.
But when you do see, like, white people around here, it's usually, like you said, Julie, they're on something. Something's going on.
Yeah, so their house is turquoise, right? Their garage, you can tell they spray painted it because the garage doors have a little bit of turquoise on them, but it's, like, back spray. And they have an American flag covering their garage doors. And, like, all their windows have sheets in them.
Donald Trump, woo! I know Dallas was saying something about down the street.
I was gonna say down the street there's a house that is literally like 12 different colors on the outside. Purple, green. It's like all. It's like you went to like
the store and bought a. My mom like was telling me about that house.
Or something like that. That's their house. It's all rainbow sugar. Wow. Pretty much. I was like, whoa.
We were driving down there the other day, and she was telling me about the house, and she's like, I love it. I just love that house.
I just love that. Ugly. That's like my neighbors. They had a nice brick, like natural like bricks over there. It looked good. Just like brick red, white. It is like, I don't know what kind of green it is, but it's fucking ugly and bright. Slapped it all over the house. I'm just like, what are you thinking? This looks terrible.
Now I have to ask, Dallas, is the one that you're talking about, is it what's called a painted lady? Is it a Victorian house that's like got a bunch of different colors in the details?
No. No. This looks like they were like, let's test this color. No. Let's test this color.
Okay, gotcha. It's pretty much it. Okay, isn't it siding, and each level of the siding is a different color?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. It is.
It's like the rainbow house.
It's a striped rainbow house.
The Equality House that we have in Lawrence, it's kind of like that, but it's not full rainbow. It's like purples.
Blattered everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That sounds crazy. So we went from beer to, like, I don't know, what the fuck. That's...
Little Mexico.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Brett mentioned Mexico. Brett, he's always mentioning some races on here.
You mentioned Mexico.
It's usually Asian, so...
Now he's tripping over his beer bottles.
Yep, that's me.
Time for another. Unboxing of the Mortal Kombat beers.
This is hard root beer.
Ooh. Is it not your daddy's root beer or not your
father's? No, Coney Island is better than not your daddy's.
Never tried either. I'm not a real big fan of root beer, so.
Same here. Every time I drink beer, I get really bad gas. That doesn't go
well. Well, I always have gas, so I don't know what causes it.
What are you eating and drinking all the time? Root beer and what else?
Eggs.
Oh, hey, okay.
Chicken. Doritos.
Nope.
Man, I got the Dorito farts.
Okay, so I went to Quick Trip today. I just wanted to go get a Dr. Pepper, really, but I walked out with nacho cheese Doritos, an apple fritter donut, 2 egg rolls. And a Dr. Pepper.
Not go to Quick Trip while you're hungry.
No. Yeah. Well, first I went to check the balance on my debit card, and then I went to Quick Trip.
She was like, ooh, look at the balance. Let's go.
I was like, I can afford it. Let's go.
Have you ever had eggs in Dr. Pepper at the same time?
Yeah.
That's fucking delicious.
Like this morning?
I have.
She's like, not just at the same time, but do you just pour the Dr. Pepper in the pan? And then I mix it up.
DP omelet, man.
It's how I add the pepper to my eggs. I don't use regular pepper. I use Dr. Pepper.
Oh. Little Dr. You pepper.
A PhD to eat.
A PhD. What'd you say? PhD?
You have to have a PhD to eat it.
Oh. PH double D.
I do. I double do.
Oh, well, I had one more topic. I think this overshadows everything. there's a few times we mentioned the Project Dream on here, and it kind of got quiet for a while. They're in works to make the Dreamcast 2, quote-unquote. But it came out, and apparently they've been working with Sega, saying that, hey, could you possibly somehow license this thing so we can use the Sega name and the Dreamcast 2 trademark? I guess they're coming out with a video this week.
Gracie's out there.
Of the console itself. Some footage of some sort. And Julia just cares about cats.
No, my neighbor cat's over.
I was a big fan of the original Dreamcast. So this is exciting to me. So I can't wait. Super hype. Excited to share with you guys.
Nice. That is awesome.
Yeah. If it does come to life, I'd probably shit my pants. I got one sitting in my closet that has not been touched in a long time.
Sweet kid.
Need some love. I thought about downloading the Null DC Dreamcast emulator and playing like Shenmue again with up-resed, you know, and all that makes it look good, nice and pretty. Emulators make things look really nice, especially if they're older games.
son.
Shh. Hey.
Is that your cat?
Yes.
That sounds like a child.
Stop.
Doesn't like
He's
the fact
jealous that I'm petting another cat.
We almost it's made Norton. It through the whole podcast.
And then it happened, Julia.
And it happened.
Welcome to the Kitty Podcast.
I'm outside trying Pussies. To catch this cat. Come here, sweet cat.
You couldn't wait like to catch a cat.
Hi, thanks,
oh, okay, you can obviously so tell Julia is using her phone. She's
so
on the go.
She's like, I don't know what a mute button is. All right.
Julia's like, I'm actually shopping this time while I'm doing the podcast. How much did you say that was? Okay, hold on.
I'm sorry, can I call you back?
What?
No.
No, you can't.
You're out.
Actually, I think we're getting ready to end this bad boy anyways. So.
I was kidding.
I do have one other
kidding.
Yeah, sure. What's up, man?
I got the opportunity to sit down and write have an Oculus Rift put on my head and got to play through it.
Oh, yeah? What'd you play?
It was just a little demo. It had, like, five different little worlds that put me through in, like, 30 seconds each. And my first reaction after getting out from underneath that thing was, like, I have got to come up with the money to get me a good PC in one of these.
Right.
And then, of course, now the whole thing with the Project Scorpio possibly running. With that, and that's I can't wait. That's right. Kind of amazing.
Yeah, VR is just VR for us console owners is right around the corner. So,
What kind of world were you put into?
The first world almost looked like you were taking a camping trip in one of the original Virtua Fighter worlds. It was very polygonal, very low in color. The color was very bright, but there wasn't a lot of it. And it was kind of cool the way it looks because. The thing I found with the Oculus was, let me preface this with some stuff here. I used to do the early 90s VR arcades that were out there with Dactyl Nightmare, and there was a flight simulator, and there was a D&D kind of thing. And I always remember a few things that were limiting about it was, you know, I could always see the edges of where the screen was.
Right, yeah.
There was always a lag, almost like you were tipsy. You know, that point when you've been drinking, that when you turn your head, it takes your eyes a split second to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
It was that kind of a feeling. Number one, with the Oculus, I do not recall seeing the edges of my screen. It's like it enveloped all of my vision. Number two, there was zero lag about me turning my head. Where I moved my head, my eyes saw.
That's
so
good.
That was really amazing. And those two things combined to really make it an immersive experience, even knowing that the world was, you know, looking the way it was, it didn't feel wrong because my mind could turn, you know, when I turned my head and everything looked like it was supposed to be there.
That's good. So really quick before you go on any further, I just want to know how was your reaction, like, did you immediately get motion sickness or did you feel just like excitement and it was just fine?
I felt excitement. I did not feel any kind of motion sickness at all. Back in the 90s when I used to do those ones from the arcade,
right.
I would get headaches. I could never really play longer than like 10 minutes. When I tried to play longer one time, I ended up taking it off before my full amount of time paid for had gone up because I had a massive headache. But on this, my eyes felt very natural to focus in on something, regardless if it was very close to me or very far away. They do a wonderful job of that and making it feel like this is reality to you. So,
that's good. I know some people can't, still to this day, cannot play VR. They throw on a headset and they immediately start getting sick. That sucks that people can't do that. I still don't know how I would adjust, because I haven't tried, but I'm still very excited. So hopefully my body is just like, yes, this works. Hopefully I don't get
you
sick.
You can give it a try.
Yeah.
Lee Summit Best Buy has it out. They are taking
appointments
for it. But if you show up and they don't have an appointment for that time, and they can get you through the demo before their next appointment, they'll go ahead and do it, because that's what happened with me. As I had no idea, and I walked up, and I'm like, is that an Oculus Rift? He's like, yeah, and I'm like, are you guys doing demos? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, can I? And he's like, let me check. And he went through, and he had time for me. So he's like, yeah, here, fill this out. And went in there. And now, the guys that are there will kind of talk you through it before things, kind of give you a bit of a warning, because which is a good thing, because the second world, it really kind of put a pit in my stomach for a minute, because I have a fear of heights.
Oh, wow.
And it puts you on the top of a skyscraper hanging out over the edge.
Some people freak out when they see this stuff. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, and that's what the guy told me. He goes, now this next one's going to be a bit more intense. And there's a controller that they give you, and he says, if you push that center button on that controller, it'll just jump you to the next world. So if anything happens that's more than you can handle at this moment, you know, go ahead and just push that button, and it'll just move on. So it's about as much as I want to tell anybody about it, because I made the mistake of telling a friend of mine everything, and then he went to it, and he was like, eh, it was pretty cool, but I didn't get the excitement that you had, because pretty much I knew what was coming.
Oh, okay. So did you get to adjust it yourself and put it on, or did they do that for you?
I put it on. He did the majority of the adjusting, but then he was like, he told me different ways to move the front headset until it was till I had my perfect vision. And then once I told him I had it perfect, he kind of locked it in place at that point.
Oh, nice. That's why I can't wait to try the PSVR, because you just touch a button on the side and it motorized adjust.
Gotcha.
So when it stops, like, or whenever you feel comfortable, you just let go. That's cool, though. And awesome. Man, I want to try.
it was amazing.
I wonder if our Best Buy has it.
Yeah, maybe.
I've been.
I'm happy one of us got to try VR already. Finally.
I have been looking forward to VR for forever.
Yeah.
I think I've mentioned on here before is the reason why I bought a Sega Genesis, because they claimed that they were going to have a VR helmet, and that of course never became reality.
God damn you, Sega.
But. Yeah, it was. I can't wait for this. This is going to be awesome. My wife is afraid that she'll never see me again. I'm like, I've got to come up out to eat sometime.
Can you feed me while I'm just sitting here, please?
The only thing that kind of throws you is your hands don't exist in the world.
All right. Hey, HTC Vive.
Yep.
So.
Now, my buddy's done the Vive, and he said that was even more amazing than the Oculus. So yeah,
it's so fluid. I watched a lot of videos on people playing it, and I watched surprisingly Smosh had like one of the better like showings of it, because they actually put them in a full like green screened room to where you could actually, whenever they did the video of it, you could actually see him in the world standing there instead of just seeing what he sees.
That's cool.
You could actually see him doing everything and moving and dodging the shots from the game he was playing. It was actually really cool and fluid.
Yeah, like IGN put up their Paranormal Activity VR.
You can see
them in the gameplay. And this is cool, because they're just wandering around the room, and in the game you can see them going through doors. You know, in they have the touch, you know. So when they're moving their hand forward to open a door, it reacts. It turns everything. So I was like, oh, that's so awesome. So sick.
The last thing I did on the Oculus was there was a climbing game where you're doing rock climbing.
Oh, that's a Crytek's game.
Yes.
You can only see your hands, right?
Yes.
Like, no arm attached to the hand or nothing.
Right. And you look at your point, and you're holding an Xbox One controller. And it was kind of funny. Steph kind of laughed from behind me whenever he handed me the Xbox One controller. And he's like, okay, so you got an Xbox One controller in your hand. Do you know anything about this? And Steph just chuckled. And he was like, that's a yes. Okay.
Oh, wow. You had to use the right triggers, didn't you? To climb.
The left and right triggers, they represent your hands, and where you look is where you'll move that hand. So
that's great. I know so much about VR because I hear it every week from shows and stuff I listen to. It's just I have not experienced it yet. I just want to get in there and try it for myself. So I'll have to set up an appointment or something.
The climb was fun because I tried to make a jump for a handhold, and I missed. And this tumble down actually got my gut to kind of... There were a couple times in there that my logical brain knew that I was standing in a Best Buy, but my primitive brain was like, you're going to die.
I want to try Ubisoft's The Flight, where you're a bird. They have it on HTC Vive and PSVR, so that's going to be cool.
But that was my big thing, and I want to let you guys know about that. Definitely. I talked to the guy. He's like, "Can you mind if I'm on a podcast? Do you mind if I bring this up on a podcast?" He's like, "Yeah, tell him where to go." So, you know, all I know for a fact, Lee Summit, Best Buy, give him a call, get set up with an appointment, and go check it out.
Very nice. Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Shit. I can't wait.
Tell him Gamercade sent you, just to really throw him. He's like, "What? Who the fuck is Gamercade?"
Well, now he knows. Now he knows.
Yeah, then I can go in and say, "Hey, how many people have said Gamercade sent them?"
Anyone have any other topics? Anything? I think that's it.
I don't think we're good, other than Overwatch, Blizzard banning people. That's about it.
Oh, yeah.
Have they started that already?
Oh, yeah, they already banned over 1,500 people in China alone for wall hacks. And people tried to, like, rebuy the game and do it, and they still get, like, they only get to play, like, a game or so, and then they're, like, immediately banned again. Like,
oh, wow.
They're really, like, Blizzard, like, hackers and everything have tried to go through it, and they're, like, saying Blizzard's pretty much on top of it. They're making it to where pretty much if you want to get through, they're pretty much going through your Mac address and stuff like that. So if you have to pretty much reinstall your whole OS if you want to, like, try to even do that. And even then, it may not even work.
Wow. So
they're doing a pretty good job at keeping cheaters out.
Sounds like Blizzard's got it.
Yeah.
So
they're doing it based off the Mac OS address of the hardware. So if you were to sell your game after you being banned, you're not selling somebody a piece that's going to be like, nope, nope.
Exactly.
Blizzard's always been good at that, though. They used to lock me out of my own account. I had the, what's that thing called where you have to press the authenticator? Mm-hmm. I had one of those, and I'd wear it around my neck. And, like, you press the button, you have 10 seconds to enter the numbers. And I still would get locked out of my own account. They didn't think it was me.
That would make me mad. I hate when I can't get in my accounts.
I struggled with it forever.
That would suck. Well,
I think
people need to learn from Blizzard.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, if you guys want to hear more of us, you know, the conversation does not have to end here. You can go over to our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/gamercade. Same thing with YouTube. It's youtube.com/gamercade1986. You guys can go check out the podcast over there. It's up immediately after we're done going live. So if you didn't catch us while we're live, you can catch it on there. As soon as it's done processing, it'll be up. You can go give it a listen. Same thing with Podomatic. I recommend you guys go to our website. It's gamercade.squarespace.com. Go click on the podcast tab, PlayStation Pizza, or the Gamescast. So you guys can do that. The newest episode will pop up right away and start playing automatically. So you can flip through there and check out old episodes, new episodes, whatever you prefer. All right, guys.
Google Play.
Well, I was going to get to that. You made me do it. Yeah, Google Play. The Gamescast is on there right now, which is awesome. We got an invite to be on there. Not sure how many. I think there's only, like, from the list of podcasts on there, which is kind of cool. I was surprised we got the invite to do so. It's like 30 or 40 podcasts somewhere around there, so we're on that list. So if you guys want to go check it out, you go to your Google Play, Android device, tablet, whatever. Go to music, and then you can search through the podcast in there. To search Gamercade in the search bar, come up, and start listening to us. Like it, rate, subscribe, all the good stuff. Give us some sort of following on there. It would be nice. So, Google Play. I think that's pretty neat. We're already on iTunes if you want to check it out, so do the same on there. All right, guys, let's plug this episode. Julia, where can these lovely listeners find you on your plastic game box?
Xbox and... Oh, motherfucker. Sorry. I'm playing Super Meat Boy.
I love that game.
Xbox and PlayStation, I am fairly rad. What else do I have? My Instagram is mama_del_gatto. If you want to look at pictures of my cats. And then on Facebook, I'm me, Julia Gaber. That's it. No Twitter.
What about you, Dallas?
All right, on PS4 and Xbox, you can find me at Yokozuma666, and on Steam, Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, you can find me at YokuHXE.
Lovely. And Brett, your guy's picture is staying there next, sitting there next to a, was that chicken coop? What is that?
Oh, on my Hangouts picture?
Yeah.
That's from World War II, man. That's a guy hanging out in front of a...
you might have mentioned that to me before.
Aleutian Islands. Yeah.
Okay. Lovely.
That's a... I thought it was a cool looking picture. So
it is cool. Kind of creepy. Cool. I see some skulls laying there. Still cool.
I don't know why that's funny.
That's not funny.
Kind of like as World War, and you know,
Do you know the guy, Brent?
I do not know the guy. In fact, like a lot of people, I went my entire time through high school without knowing that there was ever anything other than Pearl Harbor that ever took place on American held soil. And you go up to Alaska and the Aleutian Islands, and there was an ongoing conflict with the Japanese up there. Only a couple of battles, but... and that was where that was taken from. It's a guy from that, and I was doing some research into it for some stuff that my boss wants to do at work, and came across that, and I'm like, that image just kind of like haunted me. It's just like, I really... This kind of shows a lot of stuff about what that war was like. So,
wow,
you know, because those are trophy skulls on his door.
Damn, so, he's a badass.
Yeah, apparently that was a big thing that they did in World War II. So both sides took trophy skulls. So
maybe that's where the Predator got it from.
Maybe.
What about your gaming ID and all that good stuff? Where can these
people find? For me, Knightfire, KNYTFYRE. That's me on the Xbox and the PlayStation, though I don't have one yet, and Steam, though I'm not on it very often. And let's see here, on my Twitter and my Instagram. So yes, all of that stuff. And then, of course, just Brett Bachman on Facebook.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. If you guys want to find me on PSN, it's XKillXONX. And on Xbox Live, it's Deadly Hellcast. It's Deadly, HELGHAST. Same thing for Steam. We also have a group on Steam, Gamer K Nation, so if you want to go and join that. By the way, my dad has been on Steam, so he joined the group as well. He's been playing a few games on there. And he's back at playing a Peggle again on Steam, so... some Ben and something, some zombie, like Olympics game. I don't know. He's really into that. Been playing some goofy stuff on there.
Is that the one where you have to, like, roll the head around or something like
something
that?
Something like that, yeah. Ben and something, I can't remember. I've seen a few YouTubers play it as well, so surprised my dad's been on there. Also, I kind of revamped my Twitter. I'm back on there again. It's the XKillX on X. So if you guys, that's just me. If you guys want to go to our Twitter, it's GamerCade1986. Go over there and say hi, or just follow us. And we're always putting something on there. So if you guys want to go do that, that would be lovely. I think that's it, guys. Let's close up shop and get out of here. Go play some video games or do something. Enjoy the rest of our weekend. This has been GCN's Gamescast, GamerCade Podcast, episode 45. Until next time. Game on.